Hello everyone. This is the Day by Tyro Talk Show, and today I've got two heavyweights in the house. I've got first Olabanmi Adeyeye, a legal professional, an entertainment lawyer by profession, someone who's ha was handled a couple of series and oh my God, let me shit. Shut shit 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 shit. Hi everyone. This is the Debo Tyro Talk Show, and today I've got two amazing personalities in the house. I've got Olabanmi Adeyeye, a legal professional, someone who is an entertainment lawyer who has been done legal consulting for Family Feud and Lion's Den, major soaps or episodes that we watch on our on Nigerian channels, the DSTV channel. And of course, I also have another guest today, a political scientist and a media professional in person of Kayode Kabiru-Badmus. You guys are welcome to the Debo Taiwo Talk Show.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you so
me.
much.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, being a minute. Today we will be jumping in real quick just to kind of digress. Just to kind of talk about some of the issues that I think you guys would be able to give a bit of enlightenment into. And we're discussing specifically around the leadership or the youthful participation of leaders in Africa and Nigeria, and Nigeria specifically. Or rather, let me rephrase to say the lack of participation of youth in chief executive positions of Africa and Nigeria specifically. And I'll share with you. If you guys know, like apparently Africa has a couple of countries, but 11 of those countries have leaders over the age of 70. So you have countries like Ghana, Akodo, Akufo is over 70, about 79. Of course, we have the president of Cameroon, Paul Biya, has been there since 1982, is about 90. And of course, we have our own President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who, well, should be about 73, officially or not. Today we want to look at the reasons why. What is the reason behind this kind of concept where it would seem like the chief executive office occupiers of positions are being held by elderly people only? And let's just start, briefly on that. I'll start with Banji Adeyeye. What do you think is responsible for that reason, the lack of youthful participation in Nigerian politics?
Okay, so for me, I think the real issue is the challenge of opportunities for young Nigerians. So, politics in Africa, and specifically if you narrow it down to Nigeria, is quite expensive to get. It's an expensive venture. So you realize that the average Nigerian youth is faced with hunger. I like to put it just in that way. I mean, hunger, people are really trying to survive. The average Nigerian is out of school, trying to find work to do, trying to find a means of survival. So the real issue is, let's, because of the systemic issues that we've had over the years, on the development, lack of employment, and all of those things, infrastructure, it has actually impeded youth participation in politics. So the average Nigerian is preoccupied with what to eat, how to fend for himself, how to live a decent life. So before you know what is going on, it becomes, I mean, he's got into his 40s, his 50s before he's even able to settle down to now think of joining politics. So really, I think economic challenges is one of the inhibiting factors for youth participation in politics in Africa, specifically Nigeria.
Well said. Kayode Badmus, what do you think is responsible for this this lack of economic thrive in Africa specifically? Now, let me share with you guys, maybe unofficially, but officially regardless. Two companies in the United States, Microsoft and Apple, the GDPs combined is probably more than the whole of the African countries put together as a continent. How are we How are we going to get out of this situation where it would seem like we just keep collecting crumbs from the West?
You see, it's if I want to answer tackle this, it's I'll come from two different angles. Okay, first, perhaps as a media practitioner, then as a political scientist. But let me go first as a political scientist. You see, the bane of Nigerian politics and perhaps Africa is simply because we've not been able to design what is original to us. We have systematically borrowed from the West, and we're failed at copying. So, in politics, there is something called I think it was Aristotle who actually propounded that the leaders, they are called guardians, and it's supposed to be the best of the society. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but it's supposed to be the best of society. So, what we Africans actually borrowed from that is the fact that for you to attain leadership positions, you must have passed through certain stages. In every society, there are people struggling to eat. There are people struggling to make a living. If you are struggling to make a living, you have no business in saying you want to lead the people. So, for young people, the first thing to do, if you have political ambitions, is actually to chase economic power. Like Banji said, politics is not cheap. It's not just Nigeria. It's everywhere in the world. Political venture is not a cheap venture, and that's why you see abroad, you see people looking for sponsors and everything. And a lot of clean politicians have actually gotten their fingers burnt in the process of looking for people that will fund them, because all sort of people with questionable resources end up funding. So, in my opinion, I think young people should get serious about understanding the situation. First of all, seek economic power. When you have economic power, you can feed yourself, you're well to do, then you can consider, going into politics.
But how do you seek for economic power in a country where the basic amenities, the basic things that you require for you to thrive? So, for example, I want to start a business, a salon business, right? Just a salon business, because I'm highly skilled in making or cutting hair for people. But I don't even have constant power supply. I can't even afford now to buy a generator, because I can imagine generators are probably costing several thousands of naira now. I cannot even if I could buy a generator, the cost of fuel is over 1,050 naira per liter. So I am just a beginner trying to your word, trying to get economic empowerment.
Debo, over time, we have come to conclusion to say the ruling class have failed us. We have come to agree that the large extent, the ruling class have over the years systematically failed us. So it's cliche if we keep repeating these problems. Now, we have young people every day, young people in this same society, in the same system, thriving. I don't know if you understand. So leadership position is triangular. So we're coming from the bottom. Not everybody will get it. So it is those people who think outside the box, those people who have tried in a way to look for systems to thrive in that same system that is failing, the same system that still produce some of the best brains the world have seen. Do you understand? So it is these few people that are supposed to, get to the top. Like a while ago, when you mentioned something about ages and everything, a while ago, I remember posting something about, I said, I hate using that. I don't like using Sena Climbs again because it's actually fraud. But I postulated
What do you mean by Sena Climbs is fraud, though? Can you clarify
You're in the
that?
similar climbs, and I'm very sure you see things that you ask yourself, or more, are the money in similar climbs? I don't want to that. Several every day, things happen around me in the UK, and I tell my wife, in similar climbs, this thing will not happen. I will just laugh, But basically, what I'm saying is, in similar climbs, old people live in old people's home. like they find a place to keep them and watch them. In Africa, old people govern the people. Sadly. However, you can't blame these old people. If you like, well, I will talk for myself, but an average Nigerian, an average African, an average individual, when they get something, they don't want to let go. A wise man said, power is not served a la carte.
Absolutely.
You don't sit at home and power falls on you. So young people need to do things differently. See, it is cliche to start saying there's no electricity, there's no fuel, there's no this and that. And that's no, young people have to think differently. And when we say politics is expensive, one of the reasons politics is expensive is because we young people, we want politicians to pay us to get involved in politics. I don't know if you're getting what I'm driving at.
Okay, clearly, I understand what you're saying, but I think one of the reasons politics is being.
We spend abroad too, politics is expensive, but yet things like, well, media campaigns and supporting volunteers and setting up offices and stuff. In Nigeria, politics is expensive because of stomach infrastructure.
End of story.
You have to buy bags of rice, you have to buy Ororo, you have to buy all these things to share to people to vote for you. That's why politics is expensive in Nigeria. So where do people understand the fact that if you collect one piece of banana to vote for one candidate, you are going to pay for 4 years.
With
And
bunches. You pay for 4 years in bunches.
in bunches, in fact, we did a three-step.
Okay. All right. All right. Your point is duly noted. So, but just so because we don't digress so much, I wanted us to tackle it from the angle of why, yes, apparently we are still on track of youth participation, youth empowerment, and all of that stuff. But, okay, specific question now. Let me go back to you, Banji. Recently, during the regime of general or former general, retired former general Muhammadu Buhari, there was a rule that was passed which was called the not too young to run rule or law. What do you think about that law, and do you think it has improved the participation of youths in executive positions in Nigerian politics of today? Or yeah, Nigerian politics of today, yes.
Okay, so the not too young to rule bill started from the background of the constitutional pegs for offices in Nigeria. You'll recall that the constitution provides age limits for you to run for the office of the president, governor, or the parliament, which is the House of Reps, the Senate, and even the I mean the state assemblies. Now, it has been seen, or it was seen, that those age limitations inhibited young persons who we thought or we felt were capable to actually get involved in politics or to run for those offices. So the movement started. The bill now has been passed into law. It is now constitutional, and the age limit has been dropped from, I think, personally was about 40 to about 35, and then across board.
So just to
When
clarify, so if someone who is 35 can decide to run for
I
governor
choose to run for
and choose
president.
to run for president.
I
Okay.
choose to run for president. But you see, the real thing is that from where I stand, I do not think those age limits are actually the problems that inhibit young people from participating in politics or in getting into leadership. We'll take it off from where Kayode left it. You see, there is an entitlement mentality with the average Nigerian, especially the young Nigerian, who thinks things has to be put on his feet or put in his palms. And like he had rightly said, look, leadership is not served a la carte. You literally need to work for it. You need to get involved in politics if you want to see changes in politics. You see, the entitlement mentality, the idea of the stomach infrastructure thing has killed us. We'll find Nigerians youth who are more interested in social media gossips than getting involved with the real issues of governance. I mean, you and I are on social media. You see the kinds of engagements that go on in that space. So the question I ask myself every time, are these a set of people that want to put leadership in their hands? I mean, I'm a proponent for young participation in politics, but it's important that if we want to challenge the status quo, if we're saying that those who are leaders at the moment are not doing the right things, the sets of or the crop of young persons that we are currently breeding Are they the set of persons that want to become leaders? There are people who just believe that these things should be thrown at them, I mean, without working for it. So the issue for me is the fact that for Nigerian youth to get involved, for us to see the desire change, is not just about the law. Like I keep saying, it's one thing to have the law in place. The operators of the law are most important. If you do not belong to a political party, there is no way you will become a candidate of that political party. Either you like it as APC, you like it as PDP, whatever it is, first things first, get involved. In your different, it is easy for us to jump on social media and spend all our time typing gossips and here and there, getting, involved in comments of things that do not even matter to our lives. But we will not take the pain to go and find out who is even the, where is Labour Party located in my area? I
My
mean, we're not saying Labour Party is the place. Where is the closest Labour Party? What office to me? Should I join Labour? Should I join APC? Should I join PDP? Should I join AAC? Whatever it is, get involved. Become a member of a political party from the world level. It moves to local government level and then all the way up there. But what do we do? No, we wait for another round of elections. We sit down and become social media and keyboard warriors, make all the noises about the things that we think are not proper, and then we think things will change. They wouldn't change. So importantly, Nigerian youth should not just come and make us about not, I mean, being excluded from participation, but we literally need to get involved, belong to a political party, and then participate in the process. You cannot start from top. You have to go through the process from ground zero to the highest level that you want to get to. Thank you.
Thank you for that summary. I definitely agree with you. I was in a retreat recently. There's a guy called Jimmy Tewe. He's a motivational speaker and all of that. So he was in Kitchener, Ontario about 2 3 weeks ago, and we had like a grand ballroom meeting, and we had this kind of conversations as well. And that was even where I think the idea came up to say, hey guys, let's have this conversation. And he was saying something about the lines of, hey, Nigeria cannot get better if you and I do not get actively involved in politics. You have to get involved. You have to get involved from the grassroots. You have to get involved from the local government, from the ward level. And that even Nigeria, if you're not talking about 20 years vision, don't talk to him about it. Like that's the way, that's how we have to think about it. So great summary there. Kaida, I'm going to jump to you shortly. And we all know that the entertainment space in Nigeria wields a very huge influence, specifically among youth, specifically even around all age brackets. People listen to Nigerian songs right now, even here in the West or in Canada where I live. A lot of places where you go to the malls, it's not unusual to listen to or to hear Burna Boy's music on speakers or Rema or Fireboy. So we're doing pretty well. My question for you, however, though, is how can the entertainment industry bridge the gap between politics and the younger generation? And before I have you have that, take the floor on that one. Recently, I was listening to some music on Apple Music and I saw a title called Awolowo. So I just clicked on Awolowo and I'm like, okay.
It was about a girl,
And,
sadly.
growing up as a child, when you hear Awolowo, I mean, obviously, Chief Obafemi Awolowo of blessed memory, was one of the founding fathers of Nigeria. He was the first Western Premier of Western Region, and went on to become Minister of Finance and even declared best president Nigeria never had. GCFRI, even imagine. And then these days, Awolowo now seems to be something that you are rolling in paper, and you're talking about Awolowo. I mean, yes, apparently it's a song that just kind of confused me. So, but with people that can wield that kind of influence, what can they do better? Coyote, let's take care
Well,
of.
and basically, you see, I don't like it when I have to bring examples from the past when we talk about entertainment influence. When we have to talk about art in the past, it wasn't like this. Because the truth is, as big as our music, our entertainment industry has grown, it is not doing social justice. It's not where it ought to be in terms of orientating the people. Now, let me give you an example. When the government during Obasanjo came up with structural adjustment program, the Fuji artist, Fuji is like, then some people used to say it is for illiterate, Abi. Barrister had a song for structural adjustment program. I know Obey had Operation Feed the Nation. Colinti had one. I recently was listening to a song and Colinti was singing about census. Anti-Ewa census. You understand? As in,
Even this guy, I know Omorura,
see,
Apalapim, had
for
songs around.
every musician from the past, you have they would have at least one song, one wedding song, one conscious song. They'll have a song for birthdays. They'll have for even bury, as in they'll have song for occasions, and of course they'll have social songs. So it was not just Fela that was singing, conscious music. Barrister again. Well, in recent times, I've actually been studying Barrister a lot. I've been listening to a lot of his music, and he there was this I think Democracy or something that he sang about the evolution of the Nigerian community from Lord Lugard, Macpherson, and all those people, and he would mention that regime and say, "Well, if what you did to Nigeria was just, God would judge you." Then he entered the Nnamdi Azikiwe era. He would say the same thing up to Obasanjo. I think that was, I think it was around Obasanjo, the return of Obasanjo.
Yeah, in the 90s or 2000s.
No, 1999 to 2007. I think that was it. So as in, so these guys will use their music to, and Burna Boy started consciously to an extent because he had this Fela toga and everything. And from the moment people started saying, "Oh, he copies Fela too much and stuff," well, I think he's left consciousness. He has some conscious songs still, but beyond that, I think the creative industry is just has just looked for a way to isolate itself from consciousness, from politics.
Is it because the moral decadence in the society has really grown?
Moral decadence is not just in Nigeria, it's a global thing. And I don't know if, because we've not seen this before, as in we've not seen tomorrow. So what's happening now? It's not something that anybody foresaw. But the truth is, up until when the Nigerian contemporary music started growing, 99, when democracy returned, you had conscious musicians. He just sang Jaga Jaga, sang Mr. Lecturer, sang a lot of conscious song to awake people's consciousness about decadence in society. Blackface sang Jaga, Adlai,
I'd like, yeah.
Police. A lot of them, even P-Square had a song, Oga Police, you waiting with this. That was a long time before this Endsars strike came. So the truth is, there's no doubt that Nigeria, the what's it called? The entertainment industry has a huge influence on the people. And the easiest way to get, for instance, youth participation, general participation, and even obedience to common law, the easiest way to get the people is actually via entertainment. But our industry is not doing enough in that regard, in all fairness. However, you have to tell yourself it is not just the entertainment industry. You see, an average Nigerian has this I don't care attitude. That's aside the corrupt attitude an average Nigerian has. And I'm going to come to that in a minute. We have this, now then the drum, me then the drum. So when you now get to your own turn to drum, you now say, "Oh, that time they do their own. Ah, now my time to do my own." And I tell people, like when I talk to people in the grassroots, I say, when somebody wins election as a councillor, the councillor, his councillor salary last I checked was about 350K, and they get a car. 350K cannot make you rich. However, if you're a councillor in Nigeria and after 4 years you return to the flat you're staying, or if you're staying in your father's house, you return there. The average person in society will abuse you. Ah, Bushilolobo, so the average mind of the Nigerian is that leadership positions is actually for enrichment. So
Do you think the leaders in a way, directly or indirectly, has been able to make it look so lucrative? Like politics is so lucrative
who
that
are the
people actually.
leaders? Who are the leaders?
Well, so in every.
I've not seen anybody. I've not seen a Chinese, an American, or a Portuguese leaders in Nigeria. The leaders are always from you and I. I always speak from us. So it is that. So now let me give you an example. I criticize obedience a lot. I'm very vocal about that. However, I give it to them when it comes to the fact that they were able to shake the ruling class during the last election. However, let me ask you. Labour Party has how many? I think they have about. They have. I don't want to mention a figure that is not correct. They have a couple of people in the National Assembly. Now, nothing has changed in National Assembly. Bogus payment was made for cars in the millions, which I heard hundreds of millions, about 140 million, like in Kenya for cars. Did you see anybody from Labour Party reject this thing, this money? However, Labour Party are supposed to bring the original change we want. So these guys are there. They have joined in, the enjoyment, so to say. I'm trying not to use them derogatory terms. They've
Is
joined in the
it
enjoyment.
like, sorry to cut you. Is it like the largesse from the political ruling class is so much that even if you try to come into change, when you get into it, you forget all the aspirations you had and you blend into the chopping system. What do you
Well,
guys
I
think?
think okay, if I would just chime in a little bit, for I think one thing LeBron is really trying to establish, I think there's a big challenge, there's a big cultural challenge in the country. We have a lot of orientation issues. So it's not just about the leaders, it's an entire thing. Like I said something jokingly to friends that look, if Nigeria were to work, how things should work. More than 60, 50% of us cannot survive in a Nigeria that works.
No, we can't.
A lot of us cannot. We're
Why
used to the
do you say
treatment.
that?
The average Nigerian man has a cultural challenge. An average Nigerian man is a corrupt person.
You don't want to pay tax, you don't want to join
He
queues
wants to evade everything.
for your
See,
fun.
it is easier for us to put the blame and call corruption and put it at the doorstep of leaders. Who are the leaders? In every society, in every strata, I use my jurisdiction, I use my own space as an example. As a lawyer, I'm into commercial practice and into litigation. I know the challenges I face in litigation. You go to the courts, you file a court process. At the point of filing, there are official fees that are paid. You pay it. But trust me, you will pay more than triple of that amount in quote and unquote facilitation fee. Else your papers will not move from one place to the
Now
other.
move from one hand to the other.
When you're done with that, a court believe who is earning his salary to serve court processes officially will bill you and tell you, give me 30, 50K, 100K to go and serve this process. If you do not do it, your processes will not be filed. I mean, will not be served.
I'll be served.
And the man does not think he has done anything wrong. Well, he would scream and say, the governor is corrupt, the president is corrupt. He's earning his salary. As far as it's concerned, his salary is just a dash. You have to pay. So these things are, there's a cultural issue with us. The country, we need proper reorientation. And then that dovetail into the way you were talking, when you're asking Kari about music, how they can be agents of change. The truth about it is the same thing that has affected us as the people that has affected the musical industry. Everything is quite commercial. The only thing that we glorify as a country is how you make money,
End of story.
regardless of money, rather, regardless of how you make it.
Yeah. That's
Act
what I
like
said about the moral decay there.
commercial. Jagga Jagga was commercial. Mr. Lecturer was commercial. There's a way you
Yes.
make commercial
That's not the point. Is
conscious
because
music and you make money. Fela did conscious music all through and he made money. Gentleman,
difference in Fela
a
and
gentleman made
Fayoni.
things were conscious
Fela,
and he
Fela, it
made
was
money.
very complex. The difference in these guys is this person's had substance to them. Like they say, you cannot give what you do not have. Look at the crop of guys who, I mean, the three of us on this call are doing our businesses and doing things to make money to feed our family. We're also commercially minded. But there is a way we do the things that we do different from other persons. It is a product of the things that have made us up. These guys, you cannot give what you do not have. The Fuji musicians you talked about in those days, in as much as a lot of them were not educated in terms of the formal education, they were deeply educated.
I agree.
They had so much to them. There were people you could have a conversation with. How many of young persons, even our peers, can you and I sit down and have a 30-minute conversation without getting bored? So it's a reflection of the entire society. So this thing will reflect in every sphere. Even as lawyers, as some lawyers, there's some young lawyers today that it's tough for me to have serious conversations with.
I agree with you.
It's a systemic problem that has eaten so deep and then is reflecting in every space. Yes, to wrap it up, we know that the entertainment industry wields a lot of influence, but the truth about it is these guys can only give the things that they have. So shake your bum bum, do this, do that. Those are the things that I say, and that's all you will continue to find. Except we get to that point, we have a proper reorientation of the minds of the average Nigerian. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have just about 5 minutes to go, and I think we should wrap it up in about 5 minutes. But I think the major thing I've gotten from this conversation is the problem in Nigeria is of twofold. We have the systemic issue, and then we have to do like we have an orientation gap.
An evolution of the mind, evolution of the mind, like we need.
Evolution of the mind. Now, what are your suggestions to correct the system? Because if you want to deal with the system is a huge thing. What do you think can be done to deal with the systemic issues happening in Nigeria? One, maybe Banji would take that. And then with regards to the orientation part, how to rejig the mind, evolution of the mind, Badmus would take that. So let's do that in like 2 minutes, 30 seconds each and let's wrap it up.
I think first things first, Nigerians, we need to be true to ourselves and identify what the issues are. And then from the smaller parts of the leadership, family, it's important that to reorientate or get things right, we must start these things from home. You and I are a product of a family. The things that have stayed with us to date, I learned of the things that were learned growing up. I mean, we share a lot of things in common. We've been friends voluntary, almost all part of our lives, and so we understand these things. It is a function. We need to literally reorientate our minds. Have first the belief that look, the decisions or the actions of A, of myself, has a ripple effect on the next person within my family and with extension outside my family. So whatever space that I find myself, it is my point of leadership. It is that space where I have to make a mark. So I should first do my work diligently and do it with first, well, I don't understand religion, with the fear of God. And when you say fear of God, it's the fear of the fact that you know that your actions affect the other person. So you don't have to be a Christian, a Muslim, whatever. Just understand the fact that, look, at every point in time, whatever actions that I take has a ripple effect on the next man and the generation yet to come.
Thank you, Banji and Kayode, in your words, how do you think we can do evolution of the mind and people orientation in just a couple of minutes?
Well, like Banji said, it's a personal thing. It has to begin from the home. And again, everybody needs to understand if you want change, you have to be that change. It's not you don't want change and expect the government are supposed to do this. No, it starts with you. So anybody that wants change should change for themselves. People should stop paying for NYSC relocation, how to save in Lagos and Abuja, and then you say the government is corrupt. No,
That's a different ballgame entirely. If we go
I
in the
wrote something that I'm going
there,
to.
I won't leave here for the last
These
10 minutes.
are the real issues.
I
These are
wrote
the things
something
that we don't call
post.
corruption,
If
but they
you
are.
were posted to Yobe at the time you went for your NYC, would you have gone in terms
Maybe,
of?
or maybe I would have declined, except in Abia. And I know people who were posted to Abia and they were looking and redeploying. I know people who paid and stuff. I served in Abia. I spent 1 year in Abia. That was what I got. I wanted Cross River, actually. I was hoping I'll be taken to Calabar.
All right, so thank you guys for your participation on today's.
I was going to add one thing, one more thing. Sorry. There's a video recently about one woman, I think a custom officer said they relieved of their duty and people were celebrating and stuff. Then I saw another, and I was going to comment that a whole lot of times when you see this kind of people, she might not necessarily be evil. It might just be because she wants to due diligence. If the government says resume at 9, resume at 9. If they say that if you have to close at 5, close at 5. Don't resume at 10 and now say you want to go and pick your children, you want to go at 3 and it's like that every time. And today, and also on that video, apparently the woman have been reinstated. And the sense of people were now singing, mommy, oh yo, mommy, oh yo, yada da, whatever.
cannot believe it.
problem, again, I reiterate, the problem is not just the government. Why the government? You, I, we the citizens, we are the major problem. If you know the rot in the civil service, we won't be sitting here.
Another deep conversation for another day.
In Nigeria is where it is because the workers are as corrupt as those so-called fraudulent leaders. So we the people have to, we need to have an evolution of the mind. If you want Nigeria to be a good place, when I was in Nigeria, I used to say it, I say, Kosino, Kosino, Tinoba washa.
All
Today
right.
I mentioned about Band A. When you go to this senior client you talk about,
I might need to cut you short, Kayode. Thank you so much, guys, for your participation today on this episode of at the Debatable Talk Show. I thank you so much, Kayode Badmus, a political scientist and a media consultant, and of course, Molabamiji Adeyeye, a legal practitioner and entertainment lawyer of repute. Thank you so much, guys, for your participation. And that's a wrap today. Join us next week as we bring you some more entertaining episode. Cheers and bye for now.